Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. We're always live on the free Odyssey app.
We always talk about that, right? Like, you can't give big league teams more than 27 outs, and we've been doing that lately.
Rafael was right there, made an underhand flip to Hamilton, and he missed the bag.
Oh,
he
boy.
Missed the bag by plenty. Oh, he jumped right over it.
When that happens, you know, you turn the lineup over. When you look up, they got six at bats, you know, and when those big guys have six opportunities in a game, they're going to cash in, and they did.
Sandare just hit the first pitch from Weissert down by the pesky pole and into the first to second row with the right field seats. It's a two-run homer, and just like that, the Orioles lead 3-2. Oh, the failure to turn the double play rears its ugly head in a hurry. Oh, does that hurt?
Ugly series, ugly game last night for the Red Sox, who get swept by the Baltimore Orioles. All the fun from that West Coast trip over with. Red Sox still a game over 500, but doesn't feel that way. They get the first of three with the Angels tonight. I keep saying weather permitting. It doesn't look that bad out there. The sun's poking out a little bit.
Yeah, it hasn't rained for a while. The tarp's still out on the field, I just saw, but they're definitely going to play.
When did you see that the tarp was out on the field, Arkin?
When I just walked out there.
What were you doing out there?
I was checking around to see if there are any loose batting practice balls, and there were not.
No.
There was also
How
a bunch of other
people. How did you announce it when you walked out
there? I said I wanted to go see if any of John Henry's moldy balls were out there. I wanted to see.
Said you were looking for loose balls. It sounds like you were unsuccessful.
It was. So the tarp remains on the field, but I I'm not looking at the Doppler. But if you're asking Weatherman Jones to take a peek out the window, it looks like they'll get this thing in. I have no idea. The bloom has come off the rose a little bit when it comes to the Red Sox. So what's closer to the real Red Sox team? What we saw these last 3 days or what we saw for the first 10 games out on the West Coast? We can answer that in a moment. But if you're unfamiliar, defense let him down last night. I said last week, or maybe the beginning of this week. I take that back. The beginning of this week, I said the defense at shortstop hasn't begun to let them down yet. In a key spot, hasn't lost them a game yet. Like, their defense had let them down. Devers made a huge error on Saturday against the Angels. Duran made a massive error on Tuesday in the home opener. But, like, the actual shortstop defense hadn't let them down until last night. David Hamilton, in part, cost them a game. So the Red Sox are leading 2-1. Whitlock had given you five innings, one run. Justin Slatin had come out and shut it down. Slatin had come in and shut it down. So Joely Rodriguez comes out to start the eighth inning. Holiday reaches on an error, Jackson Holiday, by Pablo Reyes. So that's Reyes playing at third because Devers is out of the lineup. He's out of the lineup again tonight, which we'll get to. Henderson punches out, and then Rutschman grounds out to what should have been an inning-ending double play and was initially called an inning-ending double play. Orioles challenge. Hamilton never touches second base. So now Holiday's allowed to stand at second. Joely Rodriguez leaves the game. Greg Weissert replaces him. First pitch, two-run homer, Santander. Orioles are up 3-2. Now, Connor Wong ties in the bottom of the eighth. You go to extras. We see what's-his-name, the reliever who got his brains beaten in that I can't even remember anymore.
Isaiah Campbell.
Thank you. Isaiah Campbell get his brains beaten in for the second night in a row. So you get smoked. That's where you lost the game. You were out of the eighth. All Hamilton had to do was step on second base, and you're into the ninth inning with the lead and Kenley Jansen. And maybe you would have tacked on a run in the bottom of the eighth, just like you did with that Connor Wong home run. Defense let them down last night. So before we get to the lineup and going forward, how do we feel about the Red Sox? Are they closer to what we saw against Baltimore these last 3 days, Mego, or what we saw the previous week out on the West Coast?
They're closer to this Baltimore series. I'm not going to say that they're so bad that the Orioles should have swept them, but that's much more of the reality of who your team's going to be going forward than what you saw on the West Coast. And by the way, I'm sorry, I don't think we've seen the worst that this team can be. Because guess what? As you pointed out a couple minutes ago, Jones, the rotation has been good. Like, the rotation has remained good. Now, the rest of your pitching staff is certainly having some issues. You have Isaiah Campbell out there. His ERA is above 12. Like, that's insane. I'm sorry, the last two outings he's had have been a disaster. But you haven't really seen how bad things can get because, yes, your defense is letting you down. Devers' bat isn't totally showing up so far. Cassis actually got a home run, which was nice. But, like, it can get worse. And so I think that it's going to be closer to the team you've seen this week at home than the team that nobody was really watching that closely when they were out west and they were 7-3.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think a lot of the fan base was, but they were playing well out there, and Trevor Story, to me, should not derail the whole thing. But you're right, they pitched over their heads, and that should level out. I just think their bats will pick up, too, and maybe I'm wish-casting that. But Ryan said this, I think, off the air earlier. They had as many runs in the series as Kowser knocked in on the other side. He had 10 RBIs for Baltimore. The Red Sox scored 10 runs by themselves. So I do think their offense will pick up, but maybe that all washes out if the pitching levels off. Arkin, what do you think they're closer to?
I think they're closer to this team they are right now because of what's happened to them. And I think you're right. I mean, it shouldn't be such a big problem to lose someone like Trevor Story, but it already has been. You've already seen it. You're seeing it play out right now. You're seeing the defense take a major hit, not necessarily all at shortstop. Shortstop defense has been bad too, don't get me wrong, but you're seeing it all over the place. Duran out there in left field had the one on opening day, and it went downhill from there. No one's really covered themselves in too much glory. I feel like they never make a good defensive play ever anymore. So I don't know. It may not be this bad the whole rest of the year, but are they closer to this? Yes, I think they are. I think this is a team that was shaky defensively going into the year. A lot was riding on Trevor Story, just holding it together at shortstop and keeping the other pieces in place where they could do the least amount of damage, and now that's over with. So now you're porked at shortstop, maybe at center field. You got real problems there, and that was a huge problem for the team last year. So, yeah, I think they're closer to that last-place team we just saw this week.
They're closer to the West Coast trip. And it's not just because they would never win again based on the way you played that Baltimore series. They're closer to the West Coast trip. Bats went quiet. You can have a bad series. You're allowed to have a bad series here and there, not to excuse them and let them off the hook. The defense was terrible. The bullpen was horrible. The bats went quiet. So not to let them off the hook. But, again, the Rangers, the defending World Series champs, just lost 2 out of 3 to the A's. And the Red Sox just swept that team. So they're better than what they showed. They're still on pace for 87 wins, if I'm doing it in my calculator.
Ooh, that's a far cry from the 116 you were crowing about last week.
It is, but if this is the bottoming out, Mego, and they're on pace for 87, that's a borderline playoff team. So that's not a bad thing.
You think they're bottoming out?
I mean,
right now?
Is it going to get much worse than that
well,
series?
Well, the pitching hasn't fallen apart yet.
Okay, is it going to get much worse than that series?
Yeah, I think it could.
So I it could. I mean, anything could happen. I would not wager on that. So they're closer to the West Coast, but they better get it together quickly. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on that along with our big question of the day. On the Celtics, what's your concern level with the C's? You can apply the same thing to the Red Sox as well. Meanwhile, we still don't have a lineup from the Red Sox. Now, Ryan, I believe, yes, Ryan just dropped in a tweet from Chris Cotillo.
Hello.
This is from a few hours ago. He said no lineup yet, but Hamilton will be at shortstop.
Yay.
Cool.
Hooray. And Pablo Reyes is at second base against the lefty Detmers. So I'm guessing Cora just said that in his media obligations. But Bobby Dalbec is here. We don't know who's going on IL. I think for Dalbec to be on the roster, someone has to go on IL, unless he's just being called up on an emergency. They're waiting on MRIs or X-rays or whatever for Devers and Gonzalez. Rafael Devers said it should be a couple of games. He's hoping to avoid an IL stint. So we'll see what they wind up doing, but Dahlbeck could be your third baseman tonight. We still don't have a lineup yet, and hopefully the corresponding move is not Devers to IL, because that to me would be the kind of thing that can completely wreck your season. Trevor Story doesn't rise to that level for me. Devers would.
Even if he goes on the IL, even if it's just like 15-day, I feel like that is just puts your team back in the position they were in when they lost the home opener, where guys are smashing their lockers and basically like laying on the floor. You know?
Caroline.
That's just tough to come back from.
I mean, it is tough to come back from the emotional letdown. I think the Angels should correct some of that, though, no?
Arcan.
What?
Arcan. Are you part of the show?
Well, I was looking at you.
Are you serious?
I was looking at you in fairness, but the Angels should help correct that. Arcan.
They should.
What are you doing over there? Are you making bets?
No.
Are you putting together bets?
What are you talking about? You just answered with one word, and now you're yelling at me for not responding to a question he was asking you. So chill out over there. I think the Angels should probably help you a little bit, but your record's the same as the Angels. You are the Angels, basically. So I don't know. I mean
they just beat the Angels.
They did, but you have the same record now. It's 7-6. They're 6-6. I mean, this is sort of what happens when you come back and get your ass kicked by a real team. So I don't know. I mean, I think the Angels, listen, it was you did beat them 2 out of 3, but there was also the kid who pitched tonight was awesome against you in that game last week. He had 12 strikeouts.
They lost, Devers, you know, booted a routine ball. Like, they easily could have swept. And by the way, I'd say this about the Orioles games too. I'm not giving them 2 more wins or calling them fake losses or anything like that. But the Red Sox easily could have won 2 out of 3 of these Baltimore games. They blew 2 of these games. Like, easily they could have won these. And so I just don't think they're that outclassed by teams like Baltimore. If this is a bottoming out and they're still on pace for high 80s and wins, then that's a way better team than any of us expected before the year. I think they're closer to the West Coast trip.
Yeah, I think you're still waiting to see something happen with the rotation. And by the way, what is this? Cooper Criswell was called up, so he's probably going to be starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, they already needed a starter, right? They even before Pivetta went to the IL, they needed a starter. So they're going to need somebody to plug in at some point. And maybe it'll be something called Cooper Criswell, which I'm not
something called Cooper
I'm not really Criswell. Super looking forward to. But there you go. Meanwhile, a couple other items here. We mentioned Rafael Devers and his health, which we're still monitoring. Should Sadan Rafaela go to short? We had Allison call in earlier on this. I've moved on this. I initially said, I love the outfield defense. I love what he brought to the team from an energy standpoint out west. I'm not screwing with it. Then I had to watch David Hamilton for a couple of days at shortstop, and I'm like, nope, I'm done. Move Rafaela to short. Is that the right move?
Yes, you're acting out of desperation now. Like, and that's a hard place to be when it's April 12th, but you need a solution there, and I don't even know if a solution's going to come through halfway through the season or anywhere around the trade deadline. If you can do something to convince ownership to do something that they haven't done in previous years. But at least in the short term, this patching it together thing with David Hamilton is not working. So even though you would sacrifice something in his natural position, I think it's worth it for what you're dealing with right now.
Arcan, right?
Yeah. Move? I think it's probably the only move you have left. I can't stand any more of David Hamilton. And Pablo Reyes, I mean, listen, an everyday shortstop? No, you have a young player. You just locked him up. Let's see how versatile he really is. Yeah,
so,
go for it.
I think Reyes could play it at shortstop, but you need him at other places right
now. I'm not ready for the Pablo Reyes starting shortstop all season era to begin. Like,
okay.
He's a guy who can move around. You're right. He's a utility infielder.
Okay, but like right now, they don't have a second baseman. Like when Vaughn Grissom comes up, maybe Vaughn Grissom's your second baseman, and Reyes can move to shortstop, and you can put Rafaela back in center field. I can't watch Bobby Dahlbeck at third base. So in the meantime, if you need someone at third base, and I know Reyes is at second tonight, Reyes can play third, although he had an error there last night. Like, I think if you had to get by with Pablo Reyes at short, fine. But you need him at second and third right now, so you need somebody else to play short. And in the meantime, that's Rafaela. And if in a couple of months, Marcelo Meyer can be called up from AA or a quick stint at AAA and then accelerated to the major leagues, I think that's in play. I disagree with Brad Foe, who's way more plugged in than me, but just look at all the guys from that draft class that are already in the major leagues. If he's healthy and he's hitting, he's going to get called up. They have a massive, massive deficiency at shortstop without Trevor Story. And so I think you can get by in the meantime and get to the trade deadline or calling up someone like Meyer and piece it together. But while you have a bunch of guys hurt and you need Reyes elsewhere, Rafaela has to go there. And I've moved on that, but I do think that's the right move. You guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. We have Meg explaining.
Mookie was great. Now now he's gone.
I mean, the irony is he's tearing it up with the bat, and he's playing shortstop for the Dodgers, which is crazy.
That'd
so
cool
no, they could certainly use him. Mega, we have Meg's planning at 5:30. What's coming up there?
Well, it's Friday, so that means that we are going to sit back down to the relationship roundtable. We have some listeners who are seeking advice.
They're still asking advice from you guys after
love lives. Yep, love lives, and we will be counseling them.
I mean, I got to be honest. I think I've given great advice the last couple of weeks, so I understand why people are still signing up for this. We'll get to that in Meg's planning right after Trending with Arc.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more of Jones and Mego
on WEEI.
Caleb Williams is clearly number one. And then I think between Daniels, May, and even McCarthy, you get into more of a, you know, what's your flavor at quarterback? What do you want? What do you expect out of the position? What is your scheme set up for? And I think that's when some of this discussion about May, or could it be McCarthy, or could it be Daniels? I do think it's legitimate, because I do think it's a little bit, you know, in the eye of the beholder.
You know what they say?
What's that?
Flavors in the eye of the beholder. Which one of these guys is Funfetti? Because that's the best flavor.
Ooh, I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe Drake May?
What's your flavor?
Delicious. I'll take it.
Whatever flavor J.J. McCarthy is disgusting about. Which, yeah, I hear how that sounds, and I stand by it. That was Bedard discussing the quarterbacks. J.J. McCarthy was, it turns out, invited to the NFL draft. Unlike Bo Nix and Michael Penix, your guy Bo Nix, Arcan, not even invited to the draft. Caleb Williams was, Drake May was, Jaden Daniels was, all these quarterbacks you hate. Your guy Bo Nix and Michael Penix, neither even invited to the NFL draft. I don't know if you care to respond to that as a card-carrying fan of Bo Nix.
He'll show them. He'll show all of them. He'll use it as motivation, and he'll be the best quarterback of the draft.
It's fair.
You watch.
It could have been motivating to sit in the green room, too, and not have anybody call his name. He could also be motivated that way. I've heard that one before.
Pull the old, what was the Notre Dame kid?
Jimmy Clausen.
No, not Jimmy Clausen. The one who married the gymnist.
Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn. Yeah. No, that's definitely who it was.
There all day. That was brutal.
Roger sat for a long time, worked for him. Meanwhile, Florio points out the league views quarterbacks Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy. And then he adds in parentheses, who didn't respond to his invitation and had it basically rescinded. The NFL views those four as clear and definite early picks. The league doesn't have the same opinion on Knicks and Penix. He didn't respond?
We know this about JJ now. He's quite rude.
I mean,
that is a rude move not to even respond.
So you send out RSVPs for your wedding, and someone, they say no, fine.
We call them invitations.
I'm sorry, you're right. That's the right word. So you send out an invitation, and people don't RSVP.
Happens all the time.
Does it?
Yes.
People don't RSVP? They don't answer?
Yes.
Does that happen?
You have to, like, track them down and be like, hey, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I guess that probably happened.
There's like a handful of people.
Yeah, I guess that probably happened. That's true.
But
you eventually get the answer. You don't think the NFL reached out to him and they're like, hey, JJ, what are you doing?
I don't understand this. Like, Arcan thinks that I'm crazy for being like, does this just represent how disorganized he and his people are? So you think that he's just completely, like, snubbing them?
Yes. I think he's blowing them off.
What's the point of that?
Not part of your
system,
man.
He should be higher up or something?
Not that. Just to sort of say, you know, I'm doing whatever I want. I'm
not a cog in your wheel, man.
I don't have to show up and put on a suit and do this whole thing, you know?
I'm not a widget at the widget factory.
Is that really how he is? Is he like a baby Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. I think so. I think maybe. Yeah.
Is he little Rodgers Jr.?
I don't know. It seems like he needs a lot. He needs a lot.
Has he ever pooped in a hole in the ground?
Probably.
If so.
Okay, but was Aaron Rodgers, similar to what we talked about with Brady the other day, was Rodgers doing that when he was 22?
I don't remember him being like that.
Imagine how weird he'll get.
Yeah.
So he's successful, imagine how weird he'll get.
Brady got super weird. Really good, but super weird. Rodgers got really weird and worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. J.J. McCarthy's weird right now. What's he going to be in like 10 years?
Maybe he'll go the other way.
I guess that's a good problem to have.
Like normal.
If he's like Brady and Rodgers level, I guess we'll put up with it. But yeah, he'll just get more weird.
Maybe he'll be like most people when they look back on their 21-year-old self and they're like, that was really embarrassing. Wow, I'm glad I don't, you know, pretend like I'm meditating in the end zone and walking around barefoot anymore.
So I initially thought he wasn't invited. And I thought this was a big smoking gun. Like, oh, see,
ooh,
the mock draft community and, you know, Holly the other day. Oh, he's number one on some big boards. I'm like, well, turns out he's not.
Really?
The NFL doesn't agree with that.
Collusion.
And it turns out that J.J. McCarthy is just such a pud, he wouldn't even respond. Couldn't even be bothered to RSVP and respond to attending the draft. So the NFL effectively rescinded it. But their intel tells him he's going in the top 15 or 20 picks, unlike Knicks and Penix, which is what's significant there.
Were any of the 2021 quarterbacks not there? I'm trying to remember.
Mack was definitely there.
Mack was there for
sure. I don't remember about the other.
Remember that wobbly walk he had?
Correct.
Was Fields there?
I
don't remember Fields going.
I don't remember.
He might have.
It was also weird
because
it was coming out of the whole pandemic situation.
We were still coming out of COVID then.
True.
So, yeah.
It's a little different.
It was a little different.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's plenty of top flight prospects who elect not to go. I like to think they responded to their RSVP. I can't speak to that about every other prospect. Like, if Fields didn't attend, and Ryan said in our ears, I don't know if you guys heard that or if that was on the air, but Ryan said in our ear, Fields did not attend. Maybe it's a COVID thing. I like to think he at least responded. I cited CeeDee Lamb earlier, Arcan. I just know he was at home for the draft, and he was viewed as the top wide receiver in his class. I don't think he actually went first, but he was viewed that way. And he was definitely at home because his girlfriend tried to steal his phone. He took it right back. I just remember that when we were on the draft that year.
Yeah. I tweeted something about that, and Lisa Ann responded to it.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a big night for me, that draft, the CeeDee Lamb draft. That was actual online interaction.
Big start to the night, a bigger finish.
With a personal hero of mine. Someone whose work I appreciate, whose catalog I celebrate.
What's in that catalog?
Nailin Palin, of course. That's the main one. That's the one. That's really what put her on the map.
Now, this is something I'm very curious about. How do you do the Palin thing if you're naked?
What do you mean?
Say what?
Glasses.
Isn't a big part of it like
glasses?
That's the hair
stuff?
And the glasses.
Like, I just think of like the Tina Fey thing.
Yeah. No, you think like a girl as a man. All you need was glasses and dark hair. That's it.
Then doesn't that just become like sexy librarian?
Kind of, but it worked.
She looked enough like her that it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Did she like do the voice during it?
Yes, she did. There was also an Obama character as well who made an appearance.
Science.
Oh, like you guys haven't watched Nailin Palin.
I mean,
this is ridiculous.
How does she pull off being Sarah Palin without the outfit?
Well, I feel like that's a big part of it.
Question is that. Glasses. That's it. That's it.
Glasses. Like
that's as far as guys can get through.
Just because you put on glasses doesn't mean you're Sarah Palin.
Well, it does for me.
Okay.
For our kid.
Mm-hmm.
And for
Lisa Ann.
Most red-blooded Americans out there, I think that's how it was.
What else is in the catalog? Now I'm curious.
What else is in there? That was like her big hit.
The titles you can't say on the radio.
That was a deeper cut, to put it one way.
Yes, it's true. I'd say it is. Anyways, how'd we get on that?
You brought it up.
Because you tweeted about CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, right, the CeeDee Lamb thing. Yeah, of course, yes. I like it better when they're at home. I like it better when they're at home. And the family's there, and like weird stuff happens. Do you remember the
most of the time they're not at home? They're at some
or wherever they are. Yeah,
they're usually like in
some type of video
hotel room or Airbnb or something like that.
Do you remember?
You don't actually see their houses anymore.
Well, maybe, but whatever it is, I like it when I like that setting better than they're all at the table and then they walk up onto the stage. I really liked it the one year when the girlfriend was hugging on the defensive lineman and the mom came over and shoved her out of the way.
I don't remember.
That was amazing. That was the most. That was even better than that.
Are we still talking about Lisa Ann's?
This was not Lisa Ann. This was a real thing. I forget who the player was.
The mom came in?
The mom shoved her out of the way.
I've seen that one before. The mom walked in.
Step-mom got jealous.
You're talking about stepmom. You're talking about stepmom, right?
Hey, where's dad? Oh, he's not home. Isaiah Wilson. Isaiah Wilson was the guy.
Oh, I was just bending over, taking out the garbage.
Oh, I'm stuck in the dryer.
All right.
Why are you stuck in the dryer?
That's what they do
Sometimes
in the movie.
Get stuck.
Yeah.
That's sexy?
I mean, yeah.
It works. I was
eating Tide Pods.
At the risk of making this worse, let's go to the phones. Larry is in the car. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, I never heard you guys bring this up before, but since we're on the J.J. McCarthy invitation thing, do you know he has a guy on the sidelines who re-centers him during games?
Okay, so
I was aware of this.
So, Larry, hang on. So, were you the guy who brought this up the other day? I think it was a different caller. Okay, I was unaware of that. I knew he did like the barefoot grounding thing in the end zone prior to the game, which I think is lame and Tristan Cassis-esque, although it's worked for Cassis, but he has a guy on the sidelines who calms him.
Yes,
down.
They stare into each other's eyes very deeply.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. So again, not to bring it back to Lisa Ann, but so Larry, I appreciate the phone call, but like is that
Tom Brady has a guy doing a deep hammy massage all the time. So, I mean, you know, it's not that
weird. Right,
not in the middle of the game.
Not in the middle of the game.
It took him a while to get weird like that.
Yeah, and again, not in the middle of the game.
I think that opened the door for stuff like this, though.
We talk about Lisa Ann again?
All right, maybe. You know, he's probably got good relationship advice. Lisa Ann, let's get to it here. Relationship roundtable in Megsplaining.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
This is a little segment we like to do on Fridays. It's really in service of the listeners because you got relationship problems, you got questions about your love life. Hit me up on Instagram. It's megawaffles22 with 1G. And every Friday, we try to answer some of these questions at the Relationship Roundtable.
And look, I think we cover a pretty good gamut. Arkand and I, you know, we're both married with a kid. You are in the process of getting married, Mego. So, like, yes. Anybody with, like, wedding questions or things like this, relationship advice, I feel like we run a pretty good gamut. We cover a lot of these, I think.
Okay, should we start?
Yes.
Here's the first one. So I've never heard this term before, and I'm guessing that this is means what I think it means. John asks, can a bed buddy relationship stay that way? Because it seems someone eventually has real feelings. So by bed buddy, like I'm guessing
friend
that's another
benefits.
Term for friend with benefits.
Yeah.
So I'll toss this out to Arkan first. Does a friend with benefits situation, a bed buddy situation, is there any scenario in which both parties walk away and it's totally fine. Nobody's heartbroken.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say that happens. I mean, you may feel a little like, let's say you're friends with benefits with someone and then they suddenly get into a serious relationship. That might be like a downer, but I think that can happen. Sure, I think that can happen that way.
You think it can happen? This is a personal experience? This is your personal experience?
I've had experiences like that, I'd say, yeah.
But are you
where
sure?
It wasn't like devastating, where I wasn't like, oh
okay,
my God, I'm never
going
to get over this.
Are you sure she was good with it?
Well, she went off and dated somebody else, so yeah, she was fine with it too. I think it was fine all around.
Did you have to have an awkward conversation? Or did it just kind
of
like
fizzle
out? It was
a series of text messages.
I'm seeing somebody now?
Yeah.
and they're really special, unlike you.
And then he ghosted her.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Aren't you ghosting type?
Sometimes, depending on who it is. But I think that it probably is not usually like that, but I think it can happen that way. It depends how invested you are.
I think it's exceptionally rare.
If it's friends with benefits, then you're not committing to them anyway. So, like, what's the difference?
But one friend always has real feelings. And so, I don't think that's super realistic. Are there examples of it? Sure, probably they exist. But the vast majority of these, no. One person has real feelings. The other person doesn't have real feelings. So somebody gets hurt because they have more feelings about it than the other person, 1,000%.
I kind of feel that way, too. I haven't been in a lot of friends with benefits situations because I like to keep those like church and state. Like, these are my friends and these are
my benefits.
These are my benefits. These are the benefit providers.
Yeah.
So I can't. But I
if it's someone you're not dating, though, it doesn't have to be like someone you were friends with prior. But if it's someone that you're not necessarily dating exclusively, but you are hooking up with.
Isn't that just a hookup?
That's more of a random hookup.
That's a friends with benefits.
No, when I think of friends with benefits, it's more like something, and a lot of times when you're like younger in your 20s, where you're in a big group of friends.
I'm with Mango on
this. And it's like, hey, if nothing else is around at the end of the night, we're going home together because that's what happens.
I think it's more that. I think what your random hookup thing, maybe people can get away with more. But if it's like somebody in a social circle, it doesn't have to be like a friend per se. Friend of a friend, social circle. I think that's more in the spirit of the question. Maybe I'm misinterpreting.
So I would say probably, like, unless you're very fortunate where you both happen to like both meet somebody special outside of the friends with benefits situation, sometimes like out of boredom or whatever, like sometimes you do just start developing feelings for the other person because you spend so much time with them and you start to expect and rely on that little bit of companionship. And then when that goes, you're like, or when you feel like it's drifting away, then you start getting a little self-conscious.
I think we can all agree with this. How'd it work out for Carl and Lindsay in Summer House?
Oh.
I mean, not well.
We know.
I mean,
have you watched the latest?
Somebody has big
feelings. Lindsay trying on the wedding dress.
Oh, somebody's got big feelings and somebody else doesn't.
First of all, the editors of that show hate Lindsay. Like, nobody hates anyone more than the editors of Summer House trying to edit Lindsay. They do this whole scene where she's trying on her wedding dress. We all know because of the Real World news that the wedding never happens. And they have her spinning around and she's like, I got my fairy tale ending.
Spoiler alert.
This is all I ever wanted.
Spoiler.
I'm like, these editors hate you.
Holy smokes. Cut this down. I've not seen this yet. So scale that back.
You did know that. It's all over social media.
I haven't seen that.
Okay.
I really don't care.
Are we still talking about Lisa Ann?
Yeah.
I wish.
She must have done Lindsay. Something. Must have done something with a wedding dress. All right, what's our next question?
Okay, I like this one a lot. This is from Leah. She asks, is it wrong to ask your significant other to come home by a certain time? So basically, giving your husband a curfew.
Yeah, I don't think that's wrong. I get those all the time. Kat's like, hey, can you be back by, I don't know if it's like be back by like 10, be back by like midnight, but hey.
Part of that the kid?
This is what I was going to say. Hey, you're going to the Celtics game, so like, you make sure you're ready to go in the morning because you're waking up with Lucas like the other week. And like stuff like that. I don't know that I get like a curfew, so maybe I'm not answering the question directly, but I think that sort of stuff is fine. Like, hey, yeah, go out. Try to be back by like midnight. And if you're back at 12:30, that's close enough.
Okay, what if you're boyfriend, girlfriend, and you live together? And this goes for women too.
This is specific to a boyfriend, girlfriend question or in a relationship?
Sounds that way. Okay. It just says your significant other. But like, let's say that you moved in and your girlfriend, she's going out for drinks with her friends, her girlfriends, and that she gets real sloppy drunk. And you're like, I don't want you coming home at 2 a.m. I got stuff to do in the morning and you're going to wake me up and be super loud. I mean, is it cool to be like, don't come home at 2 a.m?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's fine.
Quiet over there.
I don't care about stuff like
Cindy,
that. But like,
I've never once said, Cindy, come home by a certain time.
Right, exactly.
I won't be that specific. Have you had partners who say like, hey, don't stay out till 4 a.m.?
Maybe like on a specific instance, but not like a hard rule. Like if you're going out, you've got to be back by a certain time all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not like
a curfew.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a curfew.
No, but on like
something specific.
On like a specific night,
right, yeah.
Cindy's never been like, be back by a certain time. Cat's definitely
I think on a specific,
me.
Like once, or, yeah, when yeah. the baby was small, like, and I wasn't going out, but like, hey, can you come back? He wakes up every
yeah,
hour.
And it's fine. Cat's like,
and I say, sure. But if she was like, you can never go out past 12, I'd be.
Yeah, like, right. Like a hard and fast rule, that would be weird. But like a one-off here and there. Like I went to a wedding a few years ago where Kat didn't really know the friend of mine. So I went to the wedding solo and it was in the Boston area. She's like, just be trying not to be out like all hours of the night at this wedding. Like, I don't think that's that weird on a one-off. A standing curfew like that would be very weird. Like, you're supposed to be home by 12 every time you go out.
That's like prison. Like,
that's okay. Yeah, that's
yeah. Odd. No, that would be really weird. That's almost like parental.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I think it's more like the conversations that I've had are just, hey, can you like not come home completely hammered?
Yeah.
Or and usually that's more about, you know, who the person's going out with and you're like, it's going to get a little wild. Or the one that we say to each other all the time is like, just don't wake me up. You know, can you try just not to wake me up when you come back? Yes. Even if you like bringing your friends back or whatever, just don't wake me up.
I did that fairly recently. I didn't even go out. I did that fairly recently where I, you know, we I was one of the, I when was this? Was this during the college basketball tournament or earlier than that? Maybe I was watching a Celtics. I was watching something like on a Saturday night. Kat and I were drinking. She's like, I'm going to go to bed. I keep drinking by myself out on the couch. I have a few extras out on the couch. And I come in and I knock the remote over off the bed. It was on the bedspread. I go to pull the bedspread up to get under the sheets, under the covers. Thing goes flying.
This is your wild weekend night?
No, I'm
is
saying.
Is that you drank too many on the couch?
But
and
I'm
then
saying,
you went to bed and you threw the remote on the floor and woke up Kat?
But I'm saying, but when you wake up your significant other, that's not ideal is my point. Yeah.
You might have the most boring social life.
Yeah, I don't argue with that whatsoever.
Okay, here's the last one. We got time for one more, and I think that this is pertinent to where we are right now. M asks, why do people propose at baseball games? It's so cringy. Have you ever been at a Red Sox game with a proposal on the Jumbotron?
Aren't those all fake?
I think they're all fake.
Those are all fake.
What do you mean they're
I'm
fake?
I'm conditioned to believe that they're not ever real.
Those aren't real.
Yeah. Especially I've when
never
she's
even,
like, no.
Never
yeah.
even
those aren't real proposals.
My mind.
Those are people who have already been like proposed to and they're like, hey, let's do this again.
You it's think
like
big, so?
Yes. I mean, like 90% of them, yes.
No, I think that they're real
maybe
proposals.
Maybe there's some like big dork. Maybe are any out there planning on proposing tonight? I don't mean to rip on you, but like, you know, if maybe there's some big baseball dork.
That's like, oh, shut up, man.
Blowing up my spot, man. But like maybe there's some big baseball dork that does it here and there, but like 99 out of 100, those are staged. Those aren't real.
So can I ask something really dumb?
Yeah.
Because I believed that they were mostly real. Do they go up to someone with the Jumbotron and tell them that they're going to propose and they're in this
How else
sexual?
Would they possibly know?
I don't know. I wouldn't even know how to seek out the Jumbotron operator.
I think you probably send an email to the team or something. Like when it's your birthday or whatever.
Yeah, that makes
know?
Sense.
Oh,
that makes sense.
That makes
yeah.
a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's super cringy too, but I don't like public proposals.
Linda, get in here!
I think they're weird. They're
someone's
very
proposing tonight.
Like, they're very performative. I don't like that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we talked about this the other day. My my sister-in-law just got proposed to, and it was at a restaurant, which I'm like, if it works for you guys, that's great. I wanted nothing to do with anybody seeing my proposal to
Kat. How nice of a restaurant.
Whatsoever. Very nice restaurant.
Very nice restaurant.
And so it was... It'd
be
yes.
funny if it was like a Jimmy John's.
Is that Tasty Burger?
In Manhattan. Very nice restaurant. And so she just got engaged. So we're talking about this off the air. I don't think any of us were proposed or did the proposing or were proposed to in public, right?
Not really. No, it was like a park. So it was it was technically public, but it was very off to
yeah,
the
but like,
side.
Right,
it's you not could, like there was a crowd around or anything.
Got it.
It was like very, it was a very private moment, I'll put it
yeah.
that
way. Yeah. And so, yeah, that just, I don't like that. Other people seeing me sweating and fumbling
See,
with my words.
It's not even that. It's like, I just don't like when other people are being performative in their relationships. It creeps me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this for? I don't like that.
So a restaurant to me, I didn't personally want to do, but if it works for you, it works for you. But a baseball
okay,
game.
Okay, no, it was not a dog park, Twitch chat. I did not get proposed to at the dog park.
Yeah.
Oh, here I'm.
Mega was an amusement park with Six Flags.
Mega, okay, look, I'm gonna pick up Killington's poop. Will you marry me?
Mega, that would be a good fake out. Mega lecturing other people about how fun their lives are getting proposed to at a dog park.
It wasn't a dog park.
There were dogs there, but it's not a dog park.
Okay, there were dogs there, because it was a park.
Was Killington there?
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
It wasn't
exactly.
the dog park.
Exactly.
I did not get proposed to
Killington?
At the South Boston Bark Park.
Killington was there. Even
Killington was there.
Even Charleston wasn't along for the ride when this proposal.
She was whining the whole time. She was like, this is so boring.
She, like, ate the ring. Ran off. Typical husky.
Mr. Who fed it to her a few days in advance, and when she finally passed it, he went down on one knee, picked it up, filtered through, and then grabbed it
now,
out of
that
it.
That can actually make your jewelry really shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it goes through the system like that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Again,
yeah.
Are we still talking about
I believe
Lisa
so.
Ann? We're talking about Lisa Ann.
All right, that's our relationship advice. I think we did a pretty good job on this one, quite frankly. I think we always do a good job.
You know what? It was a classy proposal, Twitch chat, because it wasn't at the dog park.
Or was it? That's Meg explaining each and every day at this time. We'll get to Bet Roulette. Picks for the weekend next.
From the
Rothstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk about the two goalies. I don't think it matters who comes first.
Trust me, it matters.
Jones and Mego. It matters.
Next quarterback to win a Super Bowl that hasn't won yet.
I like Josh Allen a lot. I think he's, I'd pick Josh.
Josh?
Yeah. I like Josh a lot as a guy, as a leader. But, you know, he's got to get past the Chiefs, and that's hard because Patrick's incredible in the way he leads that team.
Tom Brady the other day, who's the next quarterback to break through and win a Super Bowl, he says Josh Allen. Arkan, who'd you say?
Lamar Jackson.
Mego?
Joe Burrow.
I went C.J. Stroud.
I like that, too.
It's an interesting little game that Brady played, and I wonder if it's any clue about the type of quarterback the Patriots should draft. A guy with the athletic profile and big arm of a Josh Allen type? Well, that would be Drake May. Brady also opined about a return. Although he's kind of wishy-washy about a return to the Patriots or the NFL. Playing in the league this year at age 47 would be interesting. We'd all sign up for it. You can weigh in on that. We also have a little bit of news here. Brandon Ayuk, no longer following the 49ers on Instagram. Which generally I don't think works out. And this may be independent of the Patriots. Like, it probably has nothing to do with the Patriots. I don't think they're giving up the pick and paying them. If they do, I'll applaud them. But generally, I feel like these things don't work out. But we were just talking off the air. Diggs just had a whole thing with the Bills. Mm-hmm. Diggs got traded. Justin Fields is another one. Zeke just reminded us of that. He unfollowed the Bears. Remember, he went on vacation? He's like, nah, I just don't want, like, NFL stuff while I'm on vacation.
So annoying.
And then, boom, traded to Pittsburgh. So, I don't know. Maybe we should pay attention. Largely, I don't pay attention to the social media following and unfollowing. Like, if you're cryptic in saying stuff, fine. But the following and unfollowing, I really don't usually pay attention to. But we have a little bit of a stretch of, I don't know, players unfollowing teams and then getting dealt. Do we think Ayuk's on the move?
I would love to see him on the move. I would love to see him on the move over to New England. Even if he's on the move, like, we're talking a couple steps in between here, and I don't really believe that New England would be interested in trading for that player and basically paying him three times with draft capital, with paying out his contract now, and then re-signing him. So I don't really think it means that much for you, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think it means much for the Patriots. I'd be curious if Ayuk moved, period. And I like to think the Patriots would be in. You know, Curran, when we talked to him the other week, said, well, they have money to spend, and I wouldn't rule out a receiver. I personally would. I don't. If they weren't ready to pay Calvin Ridley, why are they giving up what Mego just said, a contract and a pick on top of it? I guess the counterpoint would be, and this is what Curran said, this guy's just in a different class, or A.J. Brown would be in a different class than Calvin Ridley. I don't think they're going to do it, but if they do, props to them. 617-779-7937. Short show for Keefe at the top of the hour. He takes you up to the Red Sox and the Angels tonight at Fenway Park. But if you want to dial him up, there's your number to do so. In the meantime, let's make some picks for the weekend in Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boom! Boom! That's it! Gambling!
Bet Roulette, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Your car can be donated today, and it can be picked up tomorrow. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS today or donate online. CarsForKids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Want to let everybody know that all five starters for the Celtics are out tonight, so any of these lines that I just wrote down could be in flux and moving as we discuss this.
Oh,
Ryan will keep us up to speed on that.
I want to bring this up as well. We were very close to hitting on our parlay last night.
Very close.
Brunson went way over. At one point, it was 5-3 in extras, which meant the under would have hit, and then the Orioles blew the game open, and you had the Orioles money line. So we were actually pretty close. Especially for us on the parlay. We still missed, but we'll take...
It's like a hit for us.
Yeah, well, I would consider that a hit, especially in extra innings. Kind of screwed everything up. But Arcan, why don't you roll for Mego?
All right, Mego's roll is a 3, and that is the Angels and the Red Sox tonight. Pick a Mego.
Okay.
Angels and Red Sox.
Angels and Red Sox. You know what? Again, I'm going to throw a bone to the Red Sox. I do this now and then, even when they're playing my hometown team. It didn't work out last time. But I feel like the Red Sox, even with a funky lineup that they may be rolling out there, calling guys up, calling guys in, they got to break this losing streak. Like, this is bad. And at home, you just saw this team. I think that they can win tonight.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I'm sad that she got the Red Sox picking because I've been really hot picking against the Red Sox this week. I've been on fire. I can't miss. When I get this one, I pick against the Red Sox, I hit every time. So we'll see if that continues or goes the opposite.
They have a winning record. If you did it all year, you'd literally have a losing record. But
that's
I understand.
True, but this week.
Well, you're hot because they've lost 3 in a row. I get that.
Right. All right, here we go. Yeah. Jones's roll is
very
a 1.
Wow.
And that is the Hornets plus 5.5. That moved from 6 to 5.5. Ryan, it may have moved more than that since the announcement of the Celtics sitting all their guys. But right now, even with the Celtics B team, it's the Hornets plus 5.5.
Yeah, you know what the Celtics B team is?
Peyton Pritchard?
Still better than the Charlotte starters. I will take the
nice.
Celtics. I will take the Celtics winning and covering the 5.5. I'll take them for that against the Charlotte Hornets tonight. So give me the Celtics.
All right, my roll is a 2, and that is the over-under for Celtics and the Hornets tonight. The over-under is 218. I'm going to go under. I just think it's going to be an ugly, sloppy game. I don't think there's going to be a lot of things to celebrate with this one. You might not even see one of the teams crack 100, I think. So I'm going to go under 218.
Okay. Arcan's got the under. I have the Celtics winning and covering. Mego has the Red Sox in a pick 'em with the LA Angels. It's not quite Ryan's prediction the other day that Boston would go over, but we have a couple of Boston wins tonight on the board. Ryan, what does that equal out to?
Plus 528.
Plus 528. Okay. Still very doable for us. Last night it was plus 4 something. It almost hit. So you can follow along or, probably more intelligently go in the opposite direction. That's Bet Roulette each and every day at this time. This concludes 3 consecutive shows in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. It'll be interesting to get back into our Alston. Although we got Patriots Day on Monday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, it's not going to be a complete show potentially. Arcan may be a part of it, maybe not, depending on the timing of all of it. Where can the people listen to you this weekend, Arcan?
You can hear me Sunday on Sunday Mass, 11 o'clock, right after Sunday Skate.
Okay. That's this Sunday. We'll talk to you on Monday after the Red Sox wrap up a 4-game set with the Angels. Stay tuned for Rich Keefe. He's got a quick sprint up to the Sox and the Angels here tonight on your flagship station for the Red Sox, WEEI.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.